I can remember growing up here in Stark County in the 1950s and 60s, seeing a show in the comfort of my own car was some of the greatest fun. Drive-in movies. We're blessed to have one right here in the Kankakee Valley, the Melody Drive-In. Well, there's one in Plymouth, too, Triway. There aren't very many drive-ins left anymore in the state of Indiana. 24 were listed on the internet when I looked recently. Only 24. Back in 1958, there were as many as 125 drive-in theaters in the state of Indiana. Drive-in movies were more than just booming businesses. They were the perfect outing for suburban families who live far from downtown theaters. And as a teenager, we were quick to discover they were also great dating spots. The first drive-in movie theater sprang up in a New Jersey backyard. Richard Hollingshead, a sales manager with a passion for movies and cars, nailed a sheet to some trees and mounted a 1928 Kodak projector on his car. Experimenting with sight lines and eventually placing blocks and ramps under cars parked toward the rear of the yard, he brought the glamour of Hollywood to the comfort of the family automobile. Hollingshead opened his first commercial drive-in in 1933 with the slogan, "The whole family is welcome, regardless of how noisy the kids are." His theater held about 400 cars, and trees and fences surrounded the lot so people couldn't sneak a free peek. To get in, you paid 25 cents a person, and another 25 cents for your car. With the end of World War II and the innovation of individual car speakers, the popularity of drive-in movies skyrocketed. By 1958, there were about 5,000 all over the country, 125 right here in the Hoosier State. A drive-in movie was the perfect family outing for the baby boom generation. You'd go out in your most comfortable clothes, and you didn't have to hire a babysitter. Playgrounds for the kids became popular additions, and snack bars were popular. At the peak of the trend, one drive-in in New York held 2,500 cars, and had a full-service restaurant. Others offered in-car heaters, miniature golf, pony rides, and even petting zoos. With the rise of real estate prices and the introduction of cable TV and VCRs, drive-ins dwindled in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. In 1998, only 31 drive-in movies were listed in Indiana. But there's been a small comeback in the last 15 years. One Florida drive-in has 13 screens, and some outdoor theaters filled with capacity almost every night. Linton, Indiana boasts that it had the first drive-in in the state of Indiana. It's worth a visit. Maybe we can get a new generation to find some of the lost treasures of the past. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.